Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר.
Hello, we are reading in Zohar for All. We're in the introduction to the book of Zohar in the Donkey Driver article. We are reading on item 103. You can send questions during the lesson. Page 9, item 103 in the Donkey Driver.
We are continuing with the article, The Donkey Driver, basically speaking of the upper forest, the Creator, whom appear within us in all kind of manners, all kind of forces, forms, and assist us, therefore, to lead our matter to the corrected state till the end of its correction. Hence, this forest is basically our whole hope to reach the realization of the purpose of creation. Beside that, we read in the book of Zohar, whereby Bala Sulam writes, since he discovered the book of Zohar, then he understood that there's no higher, more exalted, special source of Kabbalah than this book. Hence, in it he invests himself all day long. And specifically, where the book is written in a manner that we can read and delve into it, its writing is also the way we read correspond to all the forms, lines, kavim, nekudot, from which consists each and every letter. Ot, and these marks are precisely according to root and branch and are before us. Hence, it's worth a while reading the book, observing the marks, the notations, even if we do not understand, because nonetheless this copying which occurs through our reading in the Zohar nonetheless bring us a certain degree of the form of thought which is arranged according to the form of the letters. So let's read and enjoy. Obviously, as we read all the writings of Kabbalists, then the matter is to look forward for the light that reform, anticipating, expecting, and it appears in accordance with our effort to resemble it. Resembling it, one can only if we are connecting together over and above all the possibly distance and forces that separate us and disturb us in that, to the extent that we are longing to be in chibur, in connection, then the light that reform help us to reach chibur and discover within it the upper force that will dwell in us. Well, let's hope.
Item 103. It is written, he was more honorable than the 30, but he did not come to the 3, and David set him to his discipline. These are the upper 30 years from which he would take and extend below. He would take of them and draw near, but did not come to the 3. Rather, they would come to him and give him willingly, and he did not come to them. Gar, Chabad are called 30. 3 Sfirot, each of which comprises 10, these are the whole of the Mochin that illuminate during the 6,000 years. And the soul of Beniyahu, that comes from the great Zivug de Atik Yomin, collects from all those Zivugim of the 6,000 years in a Zivug of a man of many deeds, Mekabtzeel, on a single level, which is Beniyahu ben Yoed Yada. It follows that he receives and is honored by all those 30 upper years, which he would take from the Mochin of 30 years, which extend to his soul below, at the end of them all. And from them he would take and approach, since his whole level is only from what he took and gathered of their zivugim, which came one at a time. And yet, he did not come to the three. They would come to him and give him willingly. He did not come to them. For although they gave him all of his sublime merit willingly, he still could not come to them afterward and receive more from them. Since by the annulment of the Masach de Bon, his Masach de Sag was cancelled too, and he remained without a Masach. Hence, he could not come to them to raise man and to receive from them more.
Gradually, we need to get used to it, as from the beginning of the lesson, that we are expecting the light at reform. Yes.
Item 104. Even though he was still not counted and calculated by them, it is still written, "And David set him to his discipline," meaning that he never parted from his heart, for they never part. David paid attention to him, but he did not pay attention to David, because the praises, the songs, and the mercy that the moon does towards the sun draw towards her, making his dwelling with her. This is the meaning of, "And David set him to his discipline." David is Malchut, the fourth leg of Gar. Although he could not come to the 30 upper years, which are Gar, still David set him to his discipline, meaning he clung to him and never moved from his heart. The reason is that all the wholeness in Malchut is revealed in him, since he is from the great Zivug of Atik Yomin, which arrests all the klipot from the name Bon. As it is written, "Death will be swallowed up forever." This is why it was said that David paid attention to him, that he never parted from his heart, for his wholeness was in him. But Benayahu ben Yehoyada did not pay attention to David, because David is the fourth leg of Gar. Hence, as he cannot receive from Gar, he could not receive from David. So he did not pay attention to him. Through the praises, the song, and the mercy that the moon does for the sun, meaning through the man that Malchut, the moon, raises to Zer Anpin, the sun, she extends upon her the illumination of the soul of Benayahu ben Yehoyada, her last wholeness, so his dwelling will be with her, that he may cleave to her forever.
Clear, right? Yes. Slower? Yeah, the asking of you. Not everyone is like you. A bit more tranquil, no pressure. More? Anything? No? Okay. With a smile. Yes.
105. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba bowed face down before him. At that time, they did not see him. They rose, looked at all the sides, but did not see him. They sat, wept, and could not speak to one another. Rabbi Abba said, "This must be what we learned, that whichever way the righteous walk with words of Torah among them, the righteous from that world come to them to disclose to them words of Torah. It must be that Rav Himnona Saba came to us from that world to disclose these things to us. And before we got to know him, we went away, he went away, and departed from us."
That's with everyone. Even we, when we want to reach something, straight away there's a force that accompany, that help, that push from behind, that pull from before, really a leading force. We need to want to discover it. It's the Creator Himself, just in all kind of forms, whom helping us. Let's be a bit more sensitive to Him.
They rose and wished to drive the donkeys, but the donkeys would not go. They wished to drive them again, but they would not go. They feared and left the donkeys. And to this day, that place is called the place of the donkeys. For they could not tolerate that great light that appeared to them upon the disclosure of these secrets, and they bowed down before him. At that time, they did not see him, since after they were rewarded with receiving from him his great and sublime degree, he promptly disappeared from them, and they could no longer find him and catch up with him. Hence, their sorrow was so great that they sat and wept until they could not speak to one another. They said, "It is Rav Himnona Saba," for now they have recognized his degree, that he was Rav Himnona Saba himself, and not as they previously thought, that he was only Rav Himnona Saba's son. They rose and wanted to drive the donkeys, for the donkeys are the forces that the soul of Rav Himnona Saba gave them, so they could raise man to obtain the degrees Chaya and Yechida, which they obtained through him. He put them on the donkeys and walked before them to light the path of the righteous for them. And now that he has completed his task and departed from them, they wished to climb up and ride his donkeys once again, meaning raise man once more, to attain him once again. However, they wished to lead them, but they would not walk. For now, they could no longer receive from the donkeys the strength to raise man. Hence, they feared and left the donkeys in that place where Rav Himnona Saba disappeared from them, and marked that place by the name, the place of the donkeys, after the event of not being able to use them anymore.
Because without them they could no longer ascend. Their matter, their desire to receive, could not ascend beyond what he helped them. But he helped them only to the degree where he himself begin, the degree of Rav Himnona Saba. They thought it's his son, that it's a lesser degree than Rav Himnona Saba. Yet by themselves they reach a state of his son and a state of Rav Himnona Saba himself. They didn't. Well, in each and every ascent we see that it's only through raising man. So that by what basically this force that elevate the souls, work on them. First of all, you help them in revealing the luck for the higher degree. Because it's not in the desire to receive that we want the higher degree, rather in the desire to bestow. So where would they, how would they do it? Where would the lower take the desire to ascend to the upper? If it's on the same desire of the lower, to increase it further, then you can't ascend to the upper, because the upper has further desire to bestow, not to receive. Hence, it's not like in our world, where someone who has 100 wants 200. Rather, constantly it is opposite to it, meaning where would the lower take a lack to ascend to the upper, which is against his own nature, right? The lack is not in vain. The lack too has to come from above and clothe in the lower and give the lower certain special stimulation so that the lower would absorb this lack and desire it and want it and ask to have such lack. And then once he perceives this lack and it's become his own lack, then he's asking, meaning there are few actions here on the part of the lower with respect to the upper, how he's asking for lack, although having no lack, and then once having lack, to have the lack, and then once he has the lack to the upper one, then he needs to reform it, and only then he is ready to raise man. Hence, our prayers are very complex. It's not just a cry. And from that, they could understand that what helped them was Rav Yimnon HaSaba himself. All right, continue.
106. Rabbi Elazar started and said, "How great is your goodness, which you have concealed for those who fear you, which you have made for those who take refuge in you before people. How much is the honorable upper good that the Creator is destined to do for people, to those upper righteous who fear sin, who engage in Torah, when they come to that world. It does not say your goodness, but great is your goodness. As it is written, they shall eagerly utter the memory of your abundant goodness. This is the life of pleasure that extends from the next world to the one who lives forever. It is indeed called the memory of your abundant goodness, as it is written, and the great goodness for the house of Israel." The word great always indicates gadlut. Great goodness indicates a life of pleasure, mochin degar, since the essence of the parzuf and its life is mochin devak, which is received from the zivug abba ve'ima to sustain the worlds. However, there is also mochin of addition, which delights the living. These are mochin degar, and they are called great goodness and a life of pleasure. This is why it was said that extends from the next world to the one who lives forever, since mochin degar, which are chokhmah, extend from the bina, which is called the next world, and clothe in honorable clothing of chasadim, which comes from the zivug of yesodot, called the one who lives forever. From there the mochin arrives to the righteous who fear sin. 107.
I have nothing to add. If you guys aren't asking, well, intention has to be constant. The fact we want to receive the light from it, the force, the same donkey driver to work on us, you know, kind of forms of his actions are truly multi-facets, multi-actions, as we see here, how he worked on them. Yes.
107. We should also interpret how great is your goodness. That here the meaning of the Chochmah is engraved and all the secrets are included here. Great is a great and strong tree, Zeranpin, since there is a smaller tree than him, the Malchut. This Zeranpin is great and brings him in the height of firmaments. Chochmah indicates, we should understand that in this sentence, the internality of Chochmah is indicated, and all the secrets are included in it. Chochmah indicates Zivug Atik, and all the secrets indicate the completion of the entire Ma, entire correction. Ma is the lower world. Great points to the great and strong tree. Zeranpin upon his clothing over Ab. At that time, he is called a great tree, after the Chochmah, and he is called strong in and of himself. However, when Zeranpin, in his own place, he is called just a tree. This is why it was said, since there is another tree smaller than him, the Malchut, which is also called a tree. The Zeranpin is great, and when he clothes the level of Ab, he is called great, and brings him in the heights of the firmaments, since the height of Ab reaches up to Keter, called the height of the firmaments. Since the Ab dresses over Parzuf Keter, hence Ab raises the Zeranpin to the height of the firmaments. 108. Your goodness is the light that was created on the first day of the act of creation, which you have concealed for those who fear you, since he concealed it for the righteous in that world. Which you have made is the upper garden of Eden. As it is written, the place which you have made for your dwelling, O Lord. This is the meaning of made for those who take refuge in you. The light that was created on the first day is the light that Adam HaRishon watched from the end of the world to its end. It is the five times light that are said on the first day of the act of creation for the righteous in that world, in the next world. Since the light was concealed in Yesodot, which are Tzadik and Tzedek of Abba V'Ima, which is called the next world, those Tzadik and Tzedek are called those who fear you, hence the power of concealment in them, and from them that light is received by the righteous. Made is the upper garden of Eden, since prior to that it is written, which you have concealed. It means that the mochin come in a garment of honor of tzaddik and tzedek concealed, covered by those garments. And here it says, made, which means an open act without the above-mentioned cover. He brings evidence from the verse, the place which you have made for your dwelling, O Lord, meaning a complete and open act. The Zohar explained that made refers to the upper garden of Eden, which is operated and is excluded from those previous mochin in the verse, which apply during all 6,000 years. And the meaning of the words, how great is your goodness, which you have concealed for those who fear you, is that they are the mochin of the entire 6,000 years. You have made all those through the great Zivug de'atik yomin for those who take refuge in you, as these mochin elicit and operate the upper garden of Eden, where the complete righteous who take refuge in you, the Creator, stay like those souls of Benayahu, Ben Yoyada. These are rewarded with receiving from the great Zivug de'atik, assembled from all those mochin of the 6,000 years. Know that the resting place of the souls is called the Garden of Eden. There is the Garden of Eden of the earth, called the Lower Garden of Eden, regarded as Vak. And there is the Upper Garden of Eden, Gar of the Garden of Eden. All the souls are present only in the Lower Garden of Eden. However, on beginnings of months and on the Sabbaths,
meaning by awakening from above,
they rise to the Upper Garden of Eden and then return to their place. However, there are a chosen few whose place is in the Upper Garden of Eden. Rabbi Shimon said about it, I have seen the elevated ones, that they are few.
Bala Silam write about it in some place, I don't remember, that there are those who attain this degree. Who attain this degree.
Mm-hmm. 109. The Lower Garden of Eden is where all the righteous stand in a spirit that dresses in a garment of honor, in the same way and manner that it was in this world. This is the meaning of the words, before people. That is, in the same form of people in this world, they stand there and fly in the air from there, and rise to the seminary of the firmament in that Garden of Eden of above, where they fly and bathe in the dew of rivers of pure persimmon, and descend and stay below in the Lower Garden of Eden. The primary difference between Gar and Zat in the Partzufim and Neshamot is that Gar can receive light of Chochmah as it is. They have no need for Chochmah to clothe in a garment of light of Chasadim for them. But the Partzufim of Vak, as well as the Neshamot that are born out of Zon, which is primarily Vak, can receive the light of Chochmah only when it is clothed in light of Chasadim.
Meaning there's a system that manages the whole thing. So there's no need for its light to clothe in the light of Chasadim because it's on my system. And the correction applies to the souls. So they need first to clothe in the light of Chasadim, and only then, according to the light of Chasadim, they attain the Chochmah. And this way they are connecting as Zat to Gar, to the upper system. Okay? Okay, next.
And it was that this is the lower Garden of Eden, where all the righteous stand in the spirit that dresses in a garment of honor, in the same way and manner that they were in this world. This is so because the ruach of all the righteous in the lower Garden of Eden clothes in a garment of honor of light of chasadim, like the souls of people in this world. Through this garment of honor, called avir, they can rise to the upper Garden of Eden, receive light of chochmah from there, and subsequently return to their place in the lower Garden of Eden. They stand there means that their permanent place is primarily in the lower Garden of Eden.
That is Zat de Bina.
And fly in the air from there and rise to the seminary of the firmament in the Garden of Eden of above. Through this force of Avira, the light of Chasadim, they fly and rise to the upper Garden of Eden to receive Chochmah. There they fly and bathe in the dew of rivers of pure persimmon, since the light of Chochmah that they receive there in the Garden of Eden is called 13 rivers of pure persimmon. For the Chochmah is called oil, and the number 13 points to the Chochmah of the 32 paths. Afterwards, they come down and stay below, since they cannot remain there. Immediately after their reception of Chochmah within their garment of honor, they come down from the upper Garden of Eden to their place, to the lower Garden of Eden. And since they should receive the Chochmah within the clothing of Chasadim, like souls of people in this world, the text calls them before people as well, since they have the same form as people in this world, for they too need clothing of Chasadim like them.
Meaning they too are included with 613 parts in them. Also, we need to do the same corrections, although they themselves do not need the corrections. Rather, through them, or thanks to them, the souls ascend to the lower Garden of Eden, and by that they cause those who are already there to ascend to the upper Garden of Eden. Meaning, basically, you could put it this way. To our matter, the lower Garden of Eden is when they come to bestow in order to bestow. Upper Garden of Eden is when they're coming to receiving in order to bestow. Questions? None. Questions with regard to the intentions? Also none. Well, then, yes.
What does it mean that we can't raise man? He talked there about not being able to raise man, a state where we can't raise man.
But I spoke before. I said that in general, say now you are in a intense, right? So tell me, when you're in a 10, what luck have you got? Can you raise man or not? Are you looking such big eyes at me? Yes or not? Yes?
Yes.
Without the mic. Just understand you're nodding as well.
No.
Well, I'll take a mic.
And the desires of the friends in the ten. Of course, there's a lot of desire there.
I don't know. You're feeling those desires. It helps you raising money.
That's the work.
Well, and what? When I'm asking about the ten, you say, no, everything is fine. We as if we need nothing. We want something, but we don't know what to ask, how to ask for. We don't have a lack. There is a lack. You're crying, you're shouting, you're stressed.
And how? There's a deficiency of the ten, there's a deficiency of the whole, all the people that are here. There are many deficiencies, layers of it all the time.
Many layers, well, and?
It's all being collected. It's all here in this place. All the deficiencies are here. Every word that is said here, it's a deficiency. It's a cry. Every word that comes out of when we do a workshop, it's a deficiency. It's all deficiency. Is there something other than that? I don't know.
Well, if this is how it is, indeed, it's good. Then you're constantly feeling that you're truly, like you're now expressing it, that you're very stressed in elevating this luck above to the Creator to help you.
Constantly at work here. Yeah, it's you're kind of grinding it all the time. You're grinding yourself. Why are you entering it? Why are you mingled into this? What are you getting out of this?
Very fine. Fine. If we are in such intentions, that's fine. I actually heard that there are also people who are not quite feeling the lack during the lesson, and why are they coming, and what is happening with them, and what's the benefit of it, that they can't organize themselves, that they are not feeling stress regarding their state, that they're kind of process, flow, but it's not that they it pressures them. And seemingly, they are in a lack for a lack, lacking a lack. Well, more? That's fine. Yes?
What's the advice for those people?
Which one?
To the other people that you talked about.
The other people, I would explain what I said before, that should a person feel stress and a lack, lack for what? What for precisely does he? What precisely does he lack? Because if it's like we are studying that I'm on a certain degree, the degree above me is a degree where the force of bestowal work extra strength. Extra mightiness, extra power, extra expansion, control, force of bestowal. Do I currently have a lack to be in the force of bestowal? To further bestow, further give, further to ascend above my ego, etc. Am I truly constantly in a lie, such lack as we've just heard, etc.? To start with, I have no lack for bestowal. I have a lack for a reception. Right? So here's the question. How should we organize ourselves so that we would desire to be in bestowal, that it, I would lack it, that I would expect that as a consequence of my study, I would like to bestow, I would like to reach a higher degree, meaning to be in further bestowal, because for us, automatically, immediately, it is higher, is translated as better. Better in my current qualities is to receive more, to discover more, to reach more, to succeed more, to fill up more, to see more things. And in spirituality, further higher is further bestowing, further giving, further restricting oneself, and support the others. So it's a bit different. Hence, here comes the question. How do we organize the luck, the man, towards the upper one? It is not for no reason that in order to reach the desert and walk and fill themselves only with man, and by this man getting closer to the land of Israel, right? What is it? It's a nourishment. It's nourishment is man, meaning force of bestowal that clothe in me and I act along with the force of bestowal. It is with no compensation, no reward. This force of bestowal is my reward, because beside that I'm in the desert and I have nothing. Only that same man, as I dependent on the upper one, as I glue myself to it, as I'm asking to be like him with extra bestowal. And therefore, we need to work to understand how do we reach man. That's it, because what reveals in me currently, without work, without preparation, without help from above, from the light that reform, most definitely these are not the right lacks. Yes. Well, ask.
So how do we come out of that inner peace? How do we kind of break that a little? It's like adding a little bit more stress to that preparation for the preparation there towards the man.
You can read it. We call it a prayer before prayer. How it is done? Specifically due to and the people of Israel started from the work that are in, they discover that they are incapable of exiting the ego, the desire to receive, which rules them, and that does not allow them to desire even slightly the force of bestowal. This is, and the people of Israel cited that that's still in Egypt, hence intensifies the all-in-all lack to ascend, to escape Egypt, because within Egypt, most definitely, always you are discovering that no matter how you spin it, you want only to receive. Where it appears to you as if you want to bestow, and you truly, and you're building Pitom and Ramses. It seems to you that you're elevating man, raising man, and you're anticipating soon it's coming, and they're about to come some illuminations, they're building all kind of preparations for spirituality. All of a sudden, and it's Pitom and Ramses, all swallowed in the desire to receive. Each day, more and more. And what's the benefit? Only should you continue and with the group and to the extent that you're connecting to it and you want to truly, wholeheartedly, with all your power to connect among you, there the man is revealed. The man is revealed. It's like we later on study in the grinding stone that you need to together rotate or spin this grinding stone and this and then you come to state that when you're asking together, then you receive. You ask, you try as much as possible, and the mechamer, donkey driver, help, and it's nonetheless to know the evil that we are not yet in the right plea. We are yet, every action we do, we do for the desire to receive.
Page 13, item 110. Sometimes these righteous appear to people making miracles for them, like the upper angels, such as we saw now, the upper illumination. And we were not rewarded with observing and knowing the secrets of the wisdom further. This refers to the souls of the chosen few in Upper Garden of Eden. Although their merit is so high that even the souls in the lower Garden of Eden that rise to them on beginnings of months and on Sabbaths cannot remain there, but promptly descend to their places. Hence, sometimes they appear to people descending from the upper Garden of Eden to this world, appearing to people like high angels that sometimes descend to this world. It is as he now saw the light of the upper illumination of Rav Himnona Saba, who descended to them from the height of his degree from the upper Garden of Eden and appeared to them in this world. The text explains before people in two ways. One, referring to the souls in the lower Garden of Eden, who have the form of people, he made of them the sublime lights in the upper Garden of Eden, so they could receive from there through ascending on beginnings of months and on Sabbaths. At that time, they are rewarded with greeting the souls in the upper Garden of Eden and descend back to their places. Two, before actual people in this world, means that those souls in the upper Garden of Eden sometimes descend to this world like high angels and appear to the righteous. This is why it was said, you are not rewarded with observing and knowing the secrets of this wisdom further, complaining that he promptly disappeared from them, and since that time, he has not been rewarded with attaining the secrets of the Torah thus far. What is the revelation of evil?
Revelation of evil? Evil, there's only one thing. Detachment, disconnection from the upper one. No more than that. Revelation of evil is a good thing, because the evil is already revealed. And then it's the consequence of its revelation as evil. Then through that you have what to do. Hence, people in the work, when the evil is revealed to them, they're happy. They can pray, they can work, cry out, plea, and receive aid. So revelation of evil is the revelation of the detachment, disconnection from the Creator. Revelation of the disconnection from the Creator is never revealed, because we have no connection with the Creator, rather only with the system, to the extent that I disconnect from it, or to the extent that I'm included in it, because the system in itself, for me, from the form of the Creator. Hence, I measure it with respect to the friends, with respect to the ten, to the extent that I am included in them. There is getting closer about it also to the Creator, because if I attain the ten in wholeness, the whole ten together, then immediately I discovered the Creator who dwells within that system. Like a light that fills up the vessel. See? And the revelation of evil is only the revelation that I'm disconnected from it, detached from it. So revelation of evil could be that indeed I fell and drawn away. Or revelation of evil could be that, to the contrary, that when I need to advance and I discover, I have the chance of advancing and I haven't yet come closer. Meaning revelation of evil could be for falling from a degree, or due to me can now ascend, but I have not yet ascended. So the revelation of evil, a positive one or negative, a revelation of evil. It depends on the course, on the inclination.
So that's what I'm asking. It's about the positive trend of revealing the evil.
Excellent. We are happy about it. It is said about it that we're blessing for the bad as for the good.
And that's okay. I'm happy. What do I do in such a state?
So what are you happy about? That you're feeling bad, that the bad being disclosed to you? As Bala Sulam write that there's... That the sanctity of the day has caused it for the bad, for the evil to be revealed. It is the upper force shining to you and disclosed to you that you are not in the advanced state. And then it's a nice stimulation. From that, you already become owner of a luck and owner of a prayer. Yes, and beside that, the light that disclosed that to you from above disclosed to you usually already your luck with respect to others. It's already the prayer in and of itself. If you're perceiving it, how else can I say besides perceiving absorption. Absorbing it. Something like that. Then that's it. That's already the prayer. Meaning, you are receiving from above truly the letters of the prayer. Meaning, the forms you're asking to have. That's a great thing. This is the result for the right exertion. Yes.
And is that what you mean, where the prize becomes the work?
Of course, that is the prize. You need nothing more than that. Beside the luck for a cent, you need nothing further. But for that, we need to work hard. Otherwise, then from above, we are given all kind of lucks. But it's a lack for the revelation of evil in the opposite form, that you're lowered and you're lowered and lowered till you see that what's going on with me. But that too is good. The main thing is not to be in an indifferent state. Indifference is very dangerous, because then we can't do anything. This is death. That's it. The movement, even withdrawn, is preferable than standing or being still. All right? Okay, let's continue.
111. Rabbi Abba started and said, and Manoach said to his wife, "We will surely die, for we have seen God." Even though Manoach did not know what he was doing, as it is written, for Manoach did not know that he was the angel of the Lord. Because it is written, for man shall not see me and live, and we saw, hence we will surely die. And we saw and were rewarded with this light that was walking with us, and still existed in this world, since the Creator sent it to us to inform us the secrets of the wisdom that it revealed. Happy are we. Commentary. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Manoach, his attainment was incomplete in him, since the angel did not wish to tell him his name. Hence, he feared the verse, "For man shall not see me and live." But we were rewarded with the complete attainment, for we knew his name, Rav Himnon HaSaba, and we live and exist in this world. From this you understand the meaning of greeting the degree of Rav Himnon HaSaba is considered, as it is says, "I pray you, show me your glory," which Moses asked of the Creator, of which the Creator told him, "You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." It follows that their attainment is greater than Moses' attainment. We learn about it that no prophet such as Moses has risen, but a sage had did rise. And also a sage is preferable to a prophet. By that, they were praising themselves. And we were rewarded with this light, of which it was written, "For man shall not see me and live," which was walking with us, and we are alive in this world.
Well, we don't understand those things. I don't want to interpret what seems to me, because nonetheless it is not in me. All those things, I have nothing to say about it. And in general, I don't think there's room for it even. But a sage better than a prophet, there are many interpretations for it. The prophet is a degree, one of the degrees of the attainment of the Creator, right? But a wise man is better than prophet is the one who attained Gar de Chochmah.
112.
Together. A bit more to try and relate to the Creator who is within the society that is correctly corrected. And towards him we are longing. Meaning, to the essence of the society that is connected as one. Its essence is called Boy. Yes.
112. They went, reached a mountain as the sun was setting, and began to knock the branches of the tree on the mountain against each other, and to sing. As they were walking, they heard a loud voice saying, "Holy sons of God, you who are scattered among the living in this world, you, lights of the members of the seminary, gather unto your places to play with your master in the Torah." They feared and remained standing still and sat. Commentary. They went and reached a mountain, is the mountain of which King David said, "Who will ascend up the mountain of the Lord, and who will rise in his holy place?" When they climbed the mountain, the sun was setting, implying that their illuminations were departing, and the branches of the trees were rattling against each other, which is the conversing of the tree. They heard singing from them, as it is written, "Then all the trees of the forest shall sing for joy." They heard a loud voice telling them to return to their places to play with the Lord and his Torah, meaning to come down from the mountain. He calls them holy sons of God, after their sublime degree. However, he hints to them that people in this world are not worthy of dwelling with them. This is the meaning of his intimation to them, "You who are scattered among the living in this world." That is, the people of this world are not worthy of them, for they would not be able to tolerate each other. This is why it was said that fear came over them, yet they did not come down from the mountain, but rose, sat, and did not move from their place.
Spiritual actions of the same state, we don't understand what they are, rather are ordinary or common intention to try and find connection between us and in it discover the Creator. That should help here in this case. And indeed, what we are reading now, it is such an exalted state that in Tass it is not scrutinized. In the study of the Tassifot, it is not scrutinized. It is for special souls. Yet, to read it as it is in the Zohar, and to long for help, for chibur, for like that, for it to affect you somehow, it is very beneficial. Yes, it pays off.
113. In the meantime, a voice came out as before and said, "Strong rocks, high hammers, behold the owner of the colors who is embroidered in images standing on the pillar. Come in and gather." At that time, they heard the sound of the branches of the trees loud and strong, They said, "The voice of the Lord breaks down the cedars." Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba bowed down, and great fear fell upon them. They rose hastily and went away, and they heard nothing. They went out of the mountain and walked away. It was clarified earlier that this is why they could not drive the donkeys, meaning that they could not no longer raise man, because Rav Himnon HaSaba had already finished his task to assist them. Hence, the power of his donkeys was cancelled too, and they could not use them anymore for raising man and being rewarded with a higher degree. Thus, Rabbi Elazar said above, "We were not rewarded with observing and knowing the secrets of the wisdom further." We should understand the attainment of the mochin and cancellation of the strength for raising man. Once they had obtained the degree of Yechida, which is the revelation of the soul of Benayahu Ben Yehoyada through Rav Himnon HaSaba, what occurred to them was as explained about the soul of Benayahu Benayahu Ben Yehoyada. This is so because once the Masach Debon had been revoked from them, the Masach Desag had been revoked along with it. Thus they could not raise man anymore and left the donkeys. It was explained that the whole cessation of illumination of Guf De'atik was in order to impart them with strength to sort out the Masach of Sag for them once more. And then the Bon would return to being Sag. And then they will raise man anew and will go once more from strength to strength.
Check out how much everything depends on the lack. A lack for bestowal, a lack for the upper one, a lack to raise man, a lack for bestowal, right? For chibur, connection. For us, it is clarified in the chibur to the extent that I'm drawn to it. Mechanically, I call upon, during the reading of the Zohar, with this mechanical inclination, I call upon the light upon myself, and then through that I receive the lack to ascend, that is, to bestow. That's it. The fact that I want to connect with the friends, right? Corporeally, in the crude, egoistic manner, but I want to connect with them. Nonetheless, I'm a certain partial relinquishment of my ego. If I'm doing it along with a study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, affect me the light that reform and give me the correct lack, slightly, that I truly want to bestow. And again, I go back to the prayer during the reading of the Zohar. And again, the light work on me and give me further lack until my lack reaches the intensity that I truly want to bestow. I don't know what does it truly mean, the wanting to bestow. It all seems to me the same, but all of a sudden I begin to feel that yes, the desire to bestow exists in reality, and now I'm truly capable of activating it. All that the donkey driver does to me.
Also, since Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba left the donkeys and went thus far, all the adventures sufficed for them to sort out new strength for raising man and bringing the Bon back to being Sag. This is why it was said that a voice came out as before and said, "Strong rocks, high hammers." The voice was implying to them that they were strong rocks and high hammers. Since they endured all the great trials thus far and withstood them as strong rocks, also they prevailed over all the obstacles until they smashed them as a great hammer that comes down from a very high level downwards. By that they caused, behold the owner of the colors, embroidered in images, standing on the pillar. Since the Bina, which is called owner of the colors, as she herself is colorless, but is all Rachamim. But all the colors awaken and come out from her. And through their endurance as a mighty rock against all those trials, now the Bina has been embroidered with images anew. This is why
this is in accordance with the type of luck, types of malchut rises to Bina. Accordingly, Bina receive drawings or depictions.
This is why he calls Bina the owner of the colors embroidered in images, since she received the power to be corrected with a masach, on which new levels of and degrees called images emerge, while she stands on the pillar, the throne. And now the Bina had been set up in the throne as before, hence it was said, come in and gather. It is time for you to come into your places in the holiness as before. At that time they heard the sound of the branches of the trees loud and strong. They said, the voice of the Lord breaks down the cedars. That means that along with the voice that told them that the Masach of Bina and the throne have been corrected, they also heard a voice from the branches of the trees saying, the voice of the Lord breaks down the cedars, which implies to them that all the cedars that were impediments on their way to holiness have been broken. They went out of the mountain because they mustered the strength to come out of the mountain and make their walk in holiness as before. 114.
All right, well, let's continue. If there are no questions, it's a sign that you're getting along with the text. You know what to do. Yes?
114. When they arrived at the house of Rabbi Yossi, son of Rabbi Shimon, son of Lakonia, they saw Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai there, and they were glad.
Meaning they completed their trip.
Rabbi Shimon was glad. He told them, you must have passed through a road of miracles and high tokens. For I have been sleeping now, and saw you and Benayahu ben Yehoyada sending you two crowns through an old man to crown you. It must be that the Creator was on that way, for I see that your faces have changed. Rabbi Yossi said, you said well, that a sage is preferable to a prophet. Rabbi Elazar came and placed his head between the knees of his father, Rabbi Shimon, and told him the feat. This implies two issues. One, they have been rewarded once more with Mochin de Sag, the father-in-law of Rabbi Elazar, who is called Rabbi Yossi, son of Rabbi Shimon, son of Lakonia.
All these names, Rabbi Yossi, ben son of Rabbi Shimon, ben Lakonia, these are the degrees, speaking of a specific state.
Two, now the Sag connected with the Ab for them in a never-ending Zivug. Since Rabbi Shimon, father of Rabbi Elazar, implies to Mochin de Ab. Which is why it was said that when they arrived at the house of Rabbi Yossi, son of Rabbi Shimon, son of Lakunya, they saw Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai there. For now they have been rewarded with the great Bechina, that their bon has become actual sag again forever, in a never-ending zivug with Ab as well. This is why he told them, I saw you and Benayahu ben Yehoyada sending you two crowns through an old man. He hinted to them that Benayahu ben Yehoyada had sent them two crowns through Rav Himnon HaSaba. The first is Mochin Lechaya, considered Benayahu ben Yehoyada himself. and second, the new Mochin de Absag that they have now obtained, which are also extended by the power of Bniyahu ben Yehoyada. In other words, he was implying and saying to them, this is the continuation of the trials and adventures that you had, and by which you were rewarded with the current degree, for it too is a direct extension of the great light of his soul. It therefore follows that Bniyahu ben Yoyada sent them two crowns through Rav Himnona Saba. This is why he told them it must be that the Creator was on that way, meaning that all those declines, descents that occurred to you are not faults, but the Creator Himself was leading you to your current merit.
Which could have been other than through these descents.
For I see that your faces have changed. In addition to what you have attained, I see that your faces are extremely bright due to the road by which you went. If there were any flaws in it, you would certainly not be rewarded with an illuminating face the way I see you. Rabbi Yossi said, you said well, that a sage is preferable to a prophet, because they thought that this is why all those adventures happened to them, since they were conceited in their minds over Moses, for they thought about themselves, a sage is preferable to a prophet. They said, and we saw and were rewarded with this light which was going with us and still existed in this world. Rabbi Yossi comforted them about it and said, you said well that a sage is preferable to a prophet. Your words are sincere.
Gone tired? As if everything dead, you've fallen asleep. What's happened to you? Descend a bit from the...
It's written here that we were rewarded, we saw and we were rewarded with this light that walked with us.
Yes.
What's that?
First of all, I cannot talk about their degrees, because it's for, had I been even in that, where it's still, then, too, I wouldn't be able to tell about it, because there are no words. There are no words. Why is the Zohar good about that in an allegory manner and true manner along with it? Because usually, like prose and all that, allegorically, it's as if. But here, no, here the Zohar is very accurate, yet its language also passes the. Also emotions. Also, well, it's something. Kind of a poetic language. Right? Hence it is written that only those souls, those two souls were able of writing, those ten souls were able of writing the book of Zohar, right? Well, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abba, due to what Rabbi Shimon said, sorry, those two souls. Therefore, I don't know what to tell you about those degrees. Truly, what shall I say? Garda Tzilut, where it's they can even ascend to Mocha Stima, because their Bina is already such that it ascends to Rosh Tzilut. It's just words. It's no one won't receive anything from it. Yes.
Let's say more in a general way. What does it mean that they're rewarded with a light that walks with them, in general?
Light that goes with them means that they were rewarded of the same Mechamer that constantly accompany them, either through forming their luck in them, or help in forming the right luck for the right plea, right? As it is written that the Creator need to place the prayer in one's mouth, or when one already receive the mud for what he was asking, and then accordingly he already has the power for restriction, screen, returning light, reflected light, and arranging oneself correct for his degree. That one constantly feel the care from the Creator, that care for him. And these turns, the attitude of the Creator towards a person, we are calling here by all kind of such forms. Also what King David says, Rabbi Shimon, or the forms of the angels, the names of the angels, it is all the Creator whom in such way caring, because we're not talking of any person here. Rabbi Shimon too, here it's not a person, Rabbi Yossi, etc. These aren't human beings, rather these are degrees which are called like that, and should we attain those degrees, then you too becoming the same, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon, etc. But if one asks, well, but there was Rabbi Shimon, but we see that there's he was buried there in some place, and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Chia, and everyone, and they're sitting in the cave before, and they studied. Correct, they have attained those degrees, hence, they were called by the name of that degree. Hence, they are called by the name of that degree. And not that they're called for no reason by any name. Like Adam. Why was he called Adam? Who? His mom and dad knew this is how he should be called. Well, they called because this is how it was said from above. His degree, his role. Yes.
In the last few days, you said several times that during the lesson, a person needs to hear from within the ten.
Yes. This is simply, otherwise it's a pity being in the lesson. It's like, it's not a pity, but it's a big loss if one exits the ten.
So what does that mean, to hear from within the ten?
Hearing from within the ten is when I imagine the ten is the place where the Creator is present, and then the more I need to get closer to it. And the form of the ten, the fulfillment of the ten, is the structure of the Creator. Why are we symbolizing the Creator with Havaya, Yud, K, Vav, K? Why we are saying that this name is the name of the Lord? Name of the Lord means the wrapping of the Creator. That is the very same structure or from which we are nourished, or the very same structure to which we want to ascribe ourselves. So the same structure is the ten, and the light appearing in that ten, these are the appearances or phenomenons, the different phenomena of the connection between the created being and the Creator, and the general light within it is the Boe, Creator, the total sum, so-called. Yes?
So let's say now you spoke. What is the right action to do while I'm listening to you, so that when it'll be considered that I'm hearing from the ten and not from myself?
I spoke now of the fact that a person who's inside the ten, physical ten, also need to ascribe himself to the ten in the form of a desire that he wants to see himself with the friends as one goof, one body. We are sitting here, say, 200 people. This is called a ten. It's not a number. Wholeness. I judge them for a scale of merit. I see that I know that should I try and treat them correctly, then they will be a ten and they will be the holy vessel. This is how it is. It's not up to them, and who are they, and what are they? It is all depend on me, because as one disqualified through his own flaws, accordingly the ego. Hence, if I treat them as to a holy society, that's it. All a society like, say, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, with respect to his students. That's it. You don't need anything else. You already accept them as holy, as connected, as already being in a true spiritual degree. What spiritual degree? Whichever he can imagine to himself. If he, in the degree of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, need to ascend of plus one, then he's on a degree of plus one. If he is on a degree of Ein Sof minus one, then his degree, his ten, is on the degree of Ein Sof. That this is how it is. There's no nothing to prevent it. No prevention. Hence, this is what we need to imagine to ourselves. This is I'm now in the very same tent that suits me 100%, and which I'm longing to be with it, within it, to affect them, to include it in them, to dissolve in them. Then by that I reach the degree of Bina. And there I begin to discover the quality of bestowal. And according to the quality of bestowal I'm capable of disclosing, of discovering, I discover the general force which will fill this tent called Creator. That's all. Everything ends within the tent. Particularly as we see it and study the book of Zohar, who's talking about all these actions. Yes.
So that picture that you gave us now is kind of like a picture that we need to be in all the time, actually.
All the time, no matter what we study.
Right, so let's say we're efforting to be in that picture.
Yes.
And now it's like your words are falling. What does it mean to receive them from within the ten and not...
Within the ten... You need to unite with one my words, so that with their aid you would enter the center of the ten and be able to ascend in the pillar of prayer in the center of the ten to a higher degree. My words are somehow, but in the Zohar words. That's it. When you're hearing the Zohar's words, you feel that truly this is how you want to ascend. Wanting to ascend, that is, wanting to be with extra bestowal. And extra bestowal. That's it. This is basically the whole effort we need to do. Each time as we're in the reading of the Zohar, specifically in the morning lessons, for the time being we're working on grades or qualities and our correct attitude our qualities to the our design. But the Zohar provide us connection with the upper force to the extent that, how shall I put it, the most beneficial way. Yes.
Olech Boiko.
Olech.
Olech Boiko Mirovno shoel im ezek.
Olech Boiko from Rovno is asking, with what intention are we going to sleep?
With what intention we're going to sleep? We don't want to separate from this system which we study right now before the before bed, before sleeping, and to be in it and remain in it. We want till the morning lesson and And we want, with all the things we living now, home to, and the work kind of arrangements and things, all that need to be according to this world. But later on, before we're going to sleep, nonetheless, we want to remember the lesson and to some extent something from it. That we want to be connected together, and in the connection between us we will attain the Creator. That's it. This is how you go to sleep. Always to attain the unity through us, through the unity between us, with the Creator in between us. And that should always be, as much as possible, to renew the state of Nanas beside Him, good that does good due to the ten, and everywhere they will be. Okay. Do we still have time? All right. Can we finish you before time, or? Just that? Okay. Yes.
What is that concession towards the friends, towards the ten, during the study of the Zohar?
To be connected together. That's it. I'm willing to cancel myself only to be connected with them, because by this concession I'm included in them. Thus I determine that also each and every one of them is nullified and connected with others, and in attaining the tenth through the concession we attain the degree of Bina. Yes.
In the beginning of the lesson there was a scrutiny of two states, one a lack and one perfection. Dudi and Tumas.
Man that come our way, or the lack of sensation of lack, the relation of lack could be due to me falling from a degree, and then as I enter like to an accident, then I wake up and I discover that where was I and where am I now. That too is a revelation, because I remember where I was and what is now, and the gap between those two states I'm feeling, although it is a negative revelation in me, but nonetheless I'm awakened. It is better than not to feel anything. And could be a man that I feel with respect to the Elyon, upper one, and it is through the ten that I receive the light of reform. Thus I feel that I have a lack of a force of bestowal, and then it's a positive man. That is, there is a negative one, and there is positive by the influence of the light from a higher degree to me. That's it.
So a positive deficiency is preferable?
Of course it is preferable, because by me falling I had to get up and regret it and do a few things with respect to it. There's all kind of additions. It's like in this world. That's it. Say a person doesn't care for his health, so I need to be sick until he will guard his health, right? Till he will see that health is important. So he need to go back to a degree of healthy and then guard himself. Whereby a person who... Yes, it is written, the wise man, his eyes in his head, that he already want to look forward. Yes.
Can you give maybe some kind of example about this? Because it's not so...
Search for luck in any case. There's no example. Search a luck in any case, and not to wait to be in suspense more and more and more without movement. It's very dangerous.
Earlier you talked about the state of indifference. How can we protect ourselves to start with? If, God forbid, such a state of indifference comes, we'll have a protection for it.
This is one would help thy friend. This is something a person needs to care for, to constantly care for it. One moment, the best, but that repeat itself, one more moment, that's it, it's no longer good. You already descend, although you're not discovering it as yet. You see? I reach a certain degree, I'm in it. Ah, you said, ah, that's it, you're already falling. Spirituality has no times. It has only advancement. Meaning there are no minutes, no hours, no mechanical time, rather only either ascent or descent. Alright? Well, now we can finish the lesson. We'll sing.
Inne matov manaim shevetachim gam yachad. Inne matov shevetachim gam yachad. Inne matov shevetachim gam yachad. Inne matov manaim shevetachim gam yachad. Inne gatov manaim shevetachim gam yachad. Inne matov shevetachim gam yachad. Inne matov shevetachim gam yachad.
Well done for all the groups in Pittsburgh, Moscow, Odessa, Romania. Who else?
All the best to all the groups that were with us: Berlin, Moscow, Moldova, Czech, Romania, Jerusalem, Czechoslovakia, Moscow, Kiev, Moldova. Yes, Tel Aviv. All the best to all of you. Thank you for your participation.
Call to the live top.